You are listening to episode 1 of the Romance Class podcast. This is a reading from romance novel Fall Like Rain by Filipino author Ana Tejano. Ana's book is available as an ebook on Amazon and other retailers, and print copies may be ordered from the author. A link to purchase the book will be included in the show notes. In this excerpt, Rachel Coates will be reading as main character Rain, and Gio Gahol will be reading the role of Mark. This was recorded at the Study by Enderon in Podium Mall, Ortigas Center, Metro Manila.
Fall Like Rain
by Ana Tejano.
Mark didn't look too different from the last time we saw each other, but he also wasn't quite the same. I knew 6 months was enough time for someone to change, especially after a breakup. So I shouldn't think too much about this. I couldn't help but wish, though, at these changes. His punctuality, his outfit, and the way he moved and spoke weren't just because his last serious relationship ended, but because of me. That he was so excited to see me, that he was really prepared for this, just like I did. Too bad the burritos at the college canteen are gone now, I said wistfully as I started piling the empty paper plates on top of each other. I love those.
But if we had that, I don't think we'd have had room for the pesto rice,
Mark said, nudging the empty carton that still smelled of olive oil and basil. It had been one of our favorite meals during college, and it was only available all the way on the other side of the campus. You have a point. I glanced up at him, and as soon as our eyes met, he smiled. And for the fifth time that morning, my breath got caught in my throat. Mark's eyes. Dark brown, framed by long lashes, had always been my favorite part of his face, especially when he smiled. It was as if there was a switch he turned on every time his lips curled upward, and his eyes just lit up, like he was just overflowing with sunshine and joy, and his smile opens the windows of his eyes for me to see that inside of him. He had this super cheerful vibe ever since he picked me up this morning, and he smiled widely every time our eyes met. It was hard not to stare at him because of that. And sometimes, when I looked at him long enough, my heart starts to pound. I feel all these flutters in my stomach, the same things I felt when we danced on my 18th birthday. I almost forgot how that felt because I'd buried it so far inside me when Mark got into his last relationship. The fluttering in my stomach started again as he smiled at me. So I forced myself to look away. I pulled my legs out from under the table and moved so I could stretch my legs on the bench beside me to give myself room to breathe from all the food. I closed my eyes a little as I leaned back and tilted my head to face the afternoon sun. And then I remembered something. Oh, but do you remember that yummy steak we had once after PE class? I heard the place is still open.
It's still alive? How could I have forgotten about that? Do you want to go for it later? Who knows if they'll still be here the next time we go back.
Yeah, later. I don't think I could eat anything anymore, I said, eyes still partly closed. I think I just gained back all the weight I lost from before my brother's wedding.
No, you didn't,
Mark replied. I was about to roll my eyes at him, but then he added,
Hey, you don't need to lose any weight anyway. You look great, especially today.
Warmth crept up to my cheeks with his compliment. After logging out of the chat last night, I combed my closet for an outfit for today. Something that wasn't my usual formal office garb, but a little dressier than my casual weekend getup. I didn't think we were going on a date, but I just wanted to look good. I eventually settled for a long, bright yellow top, black jeans, and ballet flats. My hair hung down in loose waves, an effect from yesterday's hairdo, even after I'd washed it off. I even put a little bit of makeup on. I didn't expect him to notice because in the entire history of our friendship, I never asked his opinion about my clothes or how I looked. It was nice that he noticed, unless he was just saying that to get on my good side, but why would he do that? Well, thank you, I said when he put his water bottle down after taking a drink. I felt like the answer wasn't good enough, so I added, You look good too. He gave me a long look, and I suddenly felt self-conscious. Did I say too much? I'm so glad the weather's really good today, too. I mean, it would have been a bummer if it rained, I babbled, avoiding his gaze. To my relief, Mark laughed.
You, of all people, should love the rain. being named after it.
I wrinkled my nose. I just happened to be born on a rainy day in the summer, remember? It doesn't mean that I have to like it.
I know, and I've always thought that was cute,
he said. I finally looked at him, and as expected, he smiled again.
I'm really glad to see you today, Rain.
This time, I didn't feel embarrassed. Me too. Thanks for coming with me. A bit of comfortable silence followed after, and I watched Mark from the corner of my eyes. Despite all the things we talked about since yesterday, there was still one topic that we hadn't really touched. It was briefly mentioned last night, but he changed the topic soon afterwards. Mark? I hesitated. So, what happened to you and... He glanced at me before reaching up to pinch the bridge of his nose, a mannerism he had whenever there was a difficult topic in the conversation. I wondered just how much he was still affected by the breakup. He sighed before speaking.
It just didn't work out.
Why? I mean, who broke up with whom? Did you or did she?
It was a mutual decision,
he said after some time. He paused again and then shrugged.
Okay, I think maybe I said it first, and then she agreed.
No ugly fights? Mark shook his head.
No. It was quite a low-key breakup. It was definitely not what I was expecting.
He added with a chuckle. We didn't talk about relationships much in the years of our friendship, except whenever one of us was brokenhearted, and even those weren't discussed in detail. I don't know why, until early last year. We're both still single. I hadn't gone out with anyone because I was too busy at work, and it was also the same case with Mark, as far as I knew. We were finally getting settled in our respective careers when he suddenly asked about love and romance. I was surprised, but because we talked about almost everything, I answered his question. From then on, we talked for hours on that topic alone. Sometimes he invited me to watch a romance movie, and then we discussed it at a length. Which led to discussing things like qualities you look for in someone, weddings, starting families, and all that. It was an unexpected change in our usual conversations, and my feelings for him suddenly resurfaced. I guess I expected a lot after that, because why the sudden fascination with the topic? I thought maybe there would finally be something. Like, maybe he was testing the waters so he could see my reaction to these things. Mark seemed serious when we were talking, like he was ready to settle down with someone, and I started hoping that that someone was me. And then he met her. Did you ever think that this was going to happen? I asked gently. It wasn't like we hadn't been through breakups before, and I knew that no one ever comes into a serious relationship expecting that they will break up eventually, but I wanted to ask him because of all his past relationships, she seemed to be the one for keeps. Why would he pursue her after all that talk about love and romance and settling down if they would just split up? Mark shrugged.
I didn't.
He hesitated, and then he looked at me from the corner of his eye. He took a deep breath before continuing.
Well, it just happened. I'm sorry, I can't explain.
Several questions flitted through my mind. It just happened? Just like that? What exactly happened? What didn't work? And how can he be so sure? Why didn't you tell me about it? I asked instead. There was a longer pause, and I wondered if I had suddenly overstepped my boundaries. But I can ask that, right? He was my best friend. There was nothing wrong with that.
Well, I tried to catch you online, but you were never around.
Mark finally said.
I didn't know if I could call you because you always seemed busy. I tried to see you at work, though, but I never caught you there either.
Those were all true. Really? But I saw you on my birthday.
You were busy, and I didn't want to give you sad news on your birthday.
I looked at him. I wanted to tell him that he could have called me, he could have tried harder, he could have done more to tell me about it. He could have, but he didn't. That kind of stung. But then, would I have talked to him willingly about it back then, even if he tried his best? I wasn't sure, but I also had a feeling that Mark wasn't telling the whole truth, and that there was something more to the story than he was telling. How could I ask him when it was such a sensitive topic, not just for him, but for me? How can I ask him that without burying my heart?
So how about you, Rain?
He asked, after I'd been silent for a while.
Are you seeing someone? Shouldn't I be wary of a jealous boyfriend who wouldn't want to see his girl with her guy best friend?
His tone was a lot less subdued than earlier. What? No, no, I shook my head emphatically. Francis' face flashed in my mind and I resisted the urge to laugh. I realized that I never got to talk to Mark about Francis, but it didn't seem necessary because it wasn't really serious anyway.
Really?
Yes, really.
I don't believe you.
It was a strange twinkle in his eyes when he said it. One that made my stomach jump just a little. I don't know if I should be flattered or insulted by that, I said, rolling my eyes. The last serious one was that guy in college, and you knew about him. There's no one at the moment. I realized I was babbling again, so I forced myself to shut up before I further embarrassed myself. Good thing, too, because I almost missed what Mark said next.
Oh, then that's good.
What? What do you mean by that? Mark just smiled. To my surprise, he stood up, walked to my side, and held out his hand.
Come on, let's go for a walk before we go home.
Thank you for listening to our excerpt from Fall Like Rain. We hope you enjoyed it, and please check out the book. Subscribe to our podcast to hear more romance novels by Filipino authors. Visit romancepodcast.com to find out more about what we do, and romanceclassbooks.com to find more of our books.